Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Well, we were supposed to have the freeze-dry guy on for this half hour, but we don't seem to be able to reach him. So if you'd like to give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, a wife, Chris, we'll be glad to talk about whatever you'd like to. We'll just do an open lines program. But, you know, basically, you have to understand that there's no way to understand what's going on in America today unless you understand that there is a secret society working behind the scenes. And, of course, this was one of the things that I spent many years trying to research to find out if it really existed. Was there really a secret society? Does it exist today? And, of course, as you analyze what's going on, you realize, of course, it exists today. I mean, certainly the Trilateral Commission is a covert organization. Oh, they have a website, but you can't really find out what they're doing. And, of course, David Rockefeller in 1994 thanked the publishers of the Washington Post and the New York Times and the other major newspapers for keeping their activities a secret for 40 years. Now, actually, he was talking to the leaders of the Bilderbergers, but they all interlock with the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations. And basically, David Rockefeller thanked the editors of the New York Times and the Washington Post for keeping secret, attending their meetings, but keeping secret what they were about, because they were working to establish a world government. That was what it was all about in 1994, and that was what it was all about back in 1870, when, of course, John Ruskin gave his inaugural lecture at Oxford University, and sitting in the audience were was Cecil Rhodes, but there were a number of other young men there who were so inspired by the lecture they heard in 1880, given by a professor of art called John Ruskin, that they gave the rest of their lives to bring about a one-world government. Now, Professor Ruskin was deeply involved in the occult, and most people really don't know that or understand what it was that motivated Cecil Rhodes and so many other men to give their whole lives to this quest to create a world government. But let me tell you, at least in part, what Professor Ruskin said. And incidentally, if you're out there in the listening audience, why, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, because we're going to have open lines this hour. We haven't been able to get our regularly scheduled guest. But John Ruskin said this: there is a destiny now possible to us, the highest ever set before a nation, to be accepted or refused. We're still undegenerate in race, a race mingled with the best northern blood. We're not yet dissolute in temper, but still have the firmness to govern and the grace to obey. We've been taught a religion of pure mercy, which we must either not betray or learn to defend by fulfilling. And we are rich in an inheritance of honor, bequeathed to us through 1,000 years of noble history, which it should be our daily thirst to increase with splendid avarice, so that Englishmen, if it be a sin to covet honor, should be the most offending souls alive. And this is what she must either do or perish. She must found colonies as fast and as far as she is able, formed of her energetic and worthiest men, seizing these, her colonies, that their chief virtue is to be fidelity to their country, and that their first aim is to advance the power of England by land and by sea, and that they themselves, therein disenfranchised from their native land, should never consider that they are not part of England, but should be exactly as a sailor who, of course, sails on foreign seas. And so John Ruskin called on these young men to seize control of the world. Well, this is Dr. Stan. If you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And John Ruskin's words really had a profound impact on the young people in his audience, but no one more than Cecil Rhodes. Now, what most people don't understand is that John Ruskin was deeply involved in the occult. He was a deeply troubled man. Of course, he ended up totally insane. But his ideas inspired Cecil Rhodes, who copied down the lecture he heard in longhand and carried those words with the rest of his life. And that is what energized Cecil Rhodes to go about and create a secret society. And that secret society fashioned the world we live in today. And this is what most people don't understand, is that this secret society, which was formed in 1891, it's been around for 120 years, and yet it is the very foundation of American foreign and domestic policy. Have you ever wondered why the United States has troops stationed in between 130 and 140 nations throughout the world? Have you ever wondered why the United States spends more money on its military, or as much money on its military, as all the other nations in the world together? Have you ever wondered why the Central Intelligence Agency is the greatest drug runner in the world, and what they do with the money? And of course, it's used, of course, to purchase support from rulers throughout the world, to manage revolutions, to create wars, and to put in positions of power men who will go along with the American agenda of a one-world government. And this is the major thrust of American foreign policy. The average American doesn't understand. Everything is about world government. Certainly, the European Union was formed not because the people in Europe wanted it, but because the very powerful people in the United States wanted to consolidate Europe into the European Union, first of all a trading bloc, and then a government, which is what the European Union is, and then a common currency, with the idea that this would be a series of trading blocks and then of conglomerates that would actually lay the foundation stone that eventually we would consolidate all of these various government units, all of these blocks throughout the world, and create a one world government. The leaders knew exactly what they were doing, but they could not let the American people know, because most Americans don't want to give up their sovereignty and their freedom, and we'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is not available, so give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, or 464-8295, here in the Central Coast of California. But you must understand, as I was saying during the break, that the major thrust of American foreign policy is the fulfillment of Cecil Rhodes' dream. And what was Cecil Rhodes' dream? What was his vision? Cecil Rhodes actually, of course, laid it out in his Confession of Faith. And Cecil wrote this about 1877, and it's a result of the inspiration he had from John Ruskin. And this is what he wrote. The eye gleaming and dancing before one's eyes like a will-o'-the-wisp at last frames itself into a plan. Why should we not form a secret society with but one object, the furtherance of the British Empire and the bringing of the whole uncivilized world under British rule? For the recovery of the United States, for the making of the Anglo-Saxon race but one empire. What a dream, but yet it is probable, it is possible. And that's what it was all about, consolidating the world initially under British control, but then Cecil Rhodes actually acknowledged that if he couldn't do it under British control, it would be under American control, but it was to be under Anglo-Saxon control. And they were going to bring about a one-world government. And of course, Cecil Rhodes was able to borrow a great deal of money from Lord Rothschild and from a man named Albert Beit, B-E-I-T. And with that money, he went to South Africa and he purchased control of the major gold mines there and the major diamond mines that became De Beers, the major diamond dealer in the world, and certainly consolidated gold fields, which became Anglo-American. And this great wealth has been under the control of the Rhodes Trust ever since then. And the purpose of the Rhodes Trust was twofold. One to finance his secret society. The other is to fund the Rhodes Scholarships, where young men were recruited from the out throughout the world and actually taken to Oxford, where they were to be indoctrinated in this idea of world government. And Cecil Rhodes had actually believed that at Oxford, these young people would begin to bond with one another. There'd be a common bond between them. And that they would return to their respective countries and work to bring about this one world government, because the purpose of Oxford was not to educate. It was to indoctrinate people in this belief in a one world government. And of course, it is this belief in one world government that is in the process of destroying Great Britain today. Great Britain at one time was the dominant force in the world. And as she pursued this dream of Cecil Rhodes, why, her production has gradually fallen off. At one time, she produced almost half of everything produced in the world. Of course, usurped by the United States, certainly in the 1920s or 30s. Today, England produces perhaps about 3.5% of the world production. The United States still produces 19% of world production. China produces 18% of world production. And Great Britain has become a second-class nation because their leaders have pursued these policies of socialism and, of course, of internationalism. And whenever America goes to war, England joins us. Whenever England goes to war, why the United States joins England, because there is an Anglo-American agreement among the leaders, which the average citizen doesn't understand. But it all goes back to Cecil Rhodes' plan to unite the Great Britain and the United States in this common quest to bring about a one world government. And as I said earlier, of course, if you cannot understand why the United States has troops stationed in certainly 130 to 140 nations, unless you understand it, is because the major thrust of American government is to create a one world government. We've created an empire, and that empire is to become the world government under the United Nations. And now, of course, we have a Congress there. That's the General Assembly. And we have a world leader. That's the Secretariat. And then we have a world court. And we have a world criminal court. And we have a world police force. And we have a world army, which is what NATO is really all about. And then we have a World Health Organization. Everything is in place for the world government. And it is coming, ladies and gentlemen. And the reason they have destroyed the economy of the world is because they want out of the chaos that is going to develop, especially after the coming war. Out of this chaos will come a demand for a return to order, and people impoverished and certainly fearful will do anything to actually accomplish this security, to gain security. And that is going to lead to the world government. That's what it's all about. And that was the plan, the reason that they precipitated World War I. That is why they precipitated World War II. And, of course, that is why they are going to precipitate World War III. American flotilla just went through the Suez Canal just this last weekend. 11 ships in a carrier task force, the aircraft carriers, certainly cruisers, destroyers, submarines, 11 ships, along with an Israeli warship, within striking distance of Iran. Certainly the other ships will be in position. There are two more terror task force, at least maybe three, on the way to the Persian Gulf. They'll all be in position by the end of July or the 1st of August in preparation for the onset of World War III. And then, of course, Turkey within the last 2 months, because of financing from the CIA. And, of course, if you heard our program last night about Mr. Gulen, who lives in this country, he's a Turkish national. He is actually working from here to change the direction of Turkey from being a secular society aligned with Israel to being a radical Islamic country aligned with Iran and the radical Islamic world. Why would the CIA finance somebody doing that? Why, of course, if you read the scriptures, you'll realize, of course, that the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war, why, of course, Turkey is aligned with the radicals against Israel, and that couldn't have come about if this shift had not taken place, and if the CIA had not financed Mr. Gulen, who's financed the simply the overthrow of the existing Turkish regime and the installation of a new regime in Turkey, which is favorable to the radical Islamic position. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we do hope you're out there. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, because we really have nothing prepared here, and we would talk about whatever you would like to talk about. But I think it's so vitally important that people understand that we are on the brink of very, very serious problems here in the United States. Financially, morally, certainly we find, of course, that our President of the United States has appointed a lesbian to become a member of the Supreme Court, and then, of course, President Obama wanted, of course, to do away with the day of prayer, the traditional day of Christian prayer, but he saw nothing wrong with celebrating a gay and lesbian day there in the White House. Why would that be? Is it possible that we, Americans, become so depraved that, of course, we'll embrace Christianity and embrace homosexuality and reject Christianity? And I would like to suggest that's exactly what's going on. And the reason they took God and prayer out of our schools was because a cultist had gained control of the United States Supreme Court. And what do I mean? I mean that between 1941 and 1971, the Masonic Order, a secret society that has the House of the Temple in Washington, D.C., the Masons, control the United States Supreme Court in majorities of 5-4. To 8-1, and certainly at one time, why, 8 of the 9 Supreme Court justices were Masons, and those Masons who are dedicated to the great architect of the universe and, of course, to seeking light, actually set out to destroy the Christian foundation of this country. There was no precedent in history and no previous cases to justify taking God and prayer out of our schools, other than the fact that they wanted to destroy the Christian foundation of our nation as we move towards a godless society, and then into a society that, of course, will worship the God of Masonry, the great architect of the universe, Lucifer. And when people understand that there really are people, millions of people in America, who embrace the Gnostic religion, and there's not one person who's, I would say, very, very few people, who really understand the Gnostic faith, and yet it is the prevalent faith of so many of the people who lead our nation today. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And these people who were dedicated to Lucifer, because, of course, that is the god of Gnosticism. They believe in two gods. They believe in the inferior god that the Christians and Jews worship, and the superior god who is Lucifer. They have their emblems, and you'll see them every place. You'll see them on the back of the dollar bill. You will see them in the harbor in New York, and you'll see the Statue of Liberty. The Statue of Liberty is, of course, the statue of Semiramis, and of course that is the whore of Babylon. That is the god that was worshipped in ancient Babylon, and that, of course, you'll notice, of course, on her headpiece, you'll see the 7 points. Those are the points of light that the occultists talk about, that George Bush talked about when he was talking 1,000 points of light. But, of course, the light, of course, is the light of Lucifer. They understand that, the 7 rays. But the average individual has never heard of these things, has little or no idea what's going on. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And the Statue of Liberty is an occult statue. And there's not one person in 1,000 Americans who has ever any idea where it came from. It came from the French Orient Masons, the godless Luciferian group of Masons in France, given to a similar group here in the United States in 1884. That the liberty they're talking about is not the liberty of America, but the license of Freemasonry. And William will be with you in just a moment here. Our number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Hi, William. How are you doing?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount gold and silver trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
The God of the Bible. William, do you know what Gnosticism is?
Yes.
What is Gnosticism?
It was actually an occult, part of cult, that established itself in the early Christendom in Jerusalem, right outside of Jerusalem.
Gnosticism, of course, was a Christian heresy that believed there were two gods. One was the God of the Bible, who created the heaven and earth, and he was the inferior God. But the real God is Lucifer. Now you can read this, and basically you can only understand morals and dogma if you understand that they're talking about two gods. And I'm sure you're probably a very nice person, and I'm sure you probably have never heard these things because you've never read Manly P. Hall. You've never certainly read the morals and dogma without thought in mind.
I beg to differ with you, Doctor. I have heard most of them.
And basically, how do you deal with the where Albert Pike says, you know, Lucifer, the light bearer, is that he who bears the light, strange and mysterious name for the spirit of darkness?
Because that's one man's opinion.
Wait a minute now, they have his statue in Washington, D.C. He's buried in the House of the Temple in Washington, D.C. That's one man's opinion. If you read, of course, The Bridge to Light, which, of course, is the book you give out to all New Basins, the author talks over and over again about the importance of Albert Pike and Morals and Dogma. Isn't that true?
Yes.
So basically, Albert Pike is the man who established the various levels, the rituals for each level of your lodge. Isn't that true?
No, that's not true.
Oh, I see. Who did establish them?
Those rituals were established well before he came along.
When did Albert Pike come along?
It doesn't matter when he came
along. Well, wait a minute. You're telling me they were established before he came. Beg pardon?
The rituals are actually based off the moral teachings of the Bible.
That is what they've told you.
I'm a born again Christian, and I can tell you with some assurity that I have looked into this deeply, very deeply.
And if you found out it was a Luciferian organization, would you dare to come forward and tell people that?
Oh, yes, I would.
Well, I will tell you, I've talked to lots of 32nd degree Masons who studied and found out it was Luciferian, and they live in fear because, of course, of the terrible oaths that they've taken. Could you tell us what the oaths are that you've taken?
I cannot. So
why can't you tell us? Because it's secret. It's a secret society, isn't it?
No.
What do you mean it isn't a secret society?
If we were not a secret society, would you not be able to find the buildings, which are on every main street?
Can you tell me what the oath is? Can you tell me what the oath is that you take?
No, I cannot. No, I cannot.
Why not?
Because I took an oath not to.
You took an oath not to reveal the secrets. So, and you're telling me you've taken an oath not to reveal the secrets and it's not a secret society?
You know about it, don't you?
Well, I know about it because I've studied it. Freddie, you cannot tell me because it's a secret, and you've sworn to have your throat cut and certainly to be buried in the sand up to the level of your neck at the level of the high tide if you ever reveal anything you know in other of your secret oaths, while you swear that you'll have your chest cut open and your entrails taken out and burned and fed to the birds. You've taken these terrible oaths to conceal the secret, and the purpose of Masonry is to search for the light. Isn't that true? The purpose of Masonry, and at each level, when you induct you ask them to search for the light.
What is the purpose of every Christian?
Search
for the light. To search for God. Is that not correct?
Well, but which God are you talking about? The God of Masonry is Lucifer.
I'm talking about God Almighty.
No, but I'm sure that all Masons would think it's God Almighty, but of course that is the God of Masonry. That's not the God of the Bible.
I'm asking you, what is the purpose of a Christian?
The purpose of the Christian is to take you into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, but that is not the God of Masonry. The God of Masonry, and if you've read Morals and Dogma, you know that Lucifer is the light bearer, and the purpose of Masonry is to find the light. Would you be willing to come on some evening and talk in some detail about this? If you would, we'd be glad to actually get your telephone number, invite you onto the program, and just go through point for point and get your point out and my point as well. Would you like to do that?
Actually, I would not.
I see. Yeah, but you cannot tell us it's not a secret society, but you can't tell us what the oaths are. Did you swear to try to find the light?
The CIA is a secret society, but yet you know exactly who they are.
I beg your pardon?
The CIA was a secret society, but you knew who they were. The Secret Service was a secret society, but you know who they are.
Yeah, but we do.
A secret is something that you cannot find, nor can you see.
That's right, and you can't tell anybody what the secret is, because, of course, you've sworn to find the light. Hold on. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we've got William calling in from Massachusetts. William, are you still there?
I'm still here.
All right, fine. So you cannot, you're not a secret society, but you can't tell us with the oath. Can you just simply tell me, is part of the induction into Masonry a search for the light?
Yes, it is.
All right, fine.
So part of the inner light into your into you, the man.
You're absolutely right. In fact, if you read the writings, we actually carry the book. Have you ever read The Lost Keys of Freemasonry?
No, I haven't.
Well, let me suggest you can get that through my ministry. It's hard to get, but we have it available. And basically there, Manly P. Hall, the leading Masonic philosopher of all time, at least according to the Scottish Rite magazine, says that, you know, when the Mason learns the key to the warrior on the block, is the proper application of the dynamo of living power, of spiritual power. He has found the mystery of his craft and the seething energies of Lucifer in his hands. Now, what is he talking about?
Honestly, I have no idea.
Well, maybe you ought to try to find out. If you read Manly P. Hall, who is the greatest Masonic philosopher of all time, he will tell you this is Luciferian. And the average Mason has no idea. Because if you did, you'd quit tomorrow, I'm sure.
Well, I would have to be proven wrong. And from where I'm standing, something isn't jiving.
Well, why don't you go ahead and reread of Morals and Dogma with the idea that there are two gods. Oh, there is the good God, which is Lucifer, and the bad God, which, of course, is the God of the Bible. And when you read that, you can understand the passage I quoted to you about the Garden of Eden. You can understand the passage I quoted to you about Lucifer being the light bearer, the spirit of darkness, and basically, as Albert Pike says, strange name for the spirit of darkness. You know, Lucifer, the light bearer, the spirit of darkness. Basically, what they've done is they've lied to an awful lot of good people. And if you read Albert Pike, he will. Have you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness?
No, I have not.
If I sent you a free copy, would you read it?
Yes.
All right, fine. I'm going to put you on hold. And I'm going to have to go to some other callers because we have several callers. I'm going to get your address. If you give it to our producer, I will send you a free copy of my book. How's that? And after you've read it, I want you to check out everything I say about Masonry and then give me a call back. How's that?
I can do that.
All right, fine. I'm going to put you on hold right now. I'm going to ask my producer to get your telephone number, but your address. We'll get this off to you. And I really appreciate so much your calling, William. God bless. Okay, hang on, and I hope our producer will get that, and we'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we've got Tom calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Tom, how are you doing?
Boy, I sure walked into a good one here.
Well, what did you think? I mean, I think William's
a
nice person.
It was excellent discourse. I've never really heard you and another person get that close, you know.
Basically, I don't mean to be unkind,
but
I think that for his soul, he has to realize that he's joined a Luciferian organization. And if you read the writings of Albert Pike, he will tell you they intentionally deceive Masons. They intentionally deceive them.
Yeah, it was all set up that way.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I noticed, not to throw a curveball in, but you actually, to kind of, this, you know, we're basically caught in this dualistic mode, and we could see it right there. I'm just throwing out an example of something I learned in Southeast Asia. This is during the Vietnam War, which I was on the outskirts of. But there's another force, and boy, oh boy, over there it was called Tao Tao. And that was a very, very evil force. You could just feel it if you were in the know. And that was that was based on the combinations of their religions over there, you know, Buddhists, and mainly Buddhists in that area.
Well, because all of these tie into Luciferianism, and this is what people don't understand. Buddhism, you know, Hinduism, the Muslim religion, all of these are Luciferian religions.
Yeah, but the force does, I mean, the dark force, oh boy, that's heavy. That really permeated over there.
Sure,
I ran into that.
Well,
I had the fortunate accident, but I was on a plane and I ended up meeting Dr. Malachi Martin.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a delightful experience.
Yeah, he was a very nice, very knowledgeable gentleman, and I guess he had retired.
No, he's passed away. In fact, many people think he was killed because of the maturity he was putting out.
He was on to the whole thing.
Sure.
And I was young, and, you know, I'm hearing all these different things, and because I'm out, you know, naturally I'm all American, you know, from California, all California, thinking this and that, and boom, you're thrown out in the world into the real world. And he said to me, look at that fellow on the plane. And I go, I look at this guy, and he goes, now that guy, look at his eyeballs. And I look at him, he goes, what do you think of his eyeballs? I go, he looks crazy. He goes, yep, he's stark mad, raving mad. They programmed him, just came out of the Vatican, and they're going to turn him loose in South America and run around and just create, you know, havoc. And they're also incrementally changing the definitions of words in the Bible and throughout the, you know, different forms of media. And that's the way that they'll slowly, you know, try to get everybody on the same track or everybody confused.
Have you ever read his book, is it Keys to This Blood or The Windswept House?
No, I haven't.
If you ever have a chance, or basically we have a 4-tape set of my interviews with him that's available through Radio Liberty. We don't carry Windswept House, but it's well worthwhile reading. It's a fictionalized story of what's really going on in America and the satanic influence in the Catholic Church in the United States. It's a great story, and I talked to him off the air, and he said it's all true, including the satanic sacrifice simulated satanic sacrifice in the basement of the Vatican.
Yeah, I've heard rumors of that. I grew up Catholic. I went to a Catholic school, and that was back in the 50s and early 60s.
Well, I hope you have a personal relationship with our Lord now, basically.
Well, you know, it was funny because, you know, I was indoctrinated right into it.
Sure.
And you grow up with it. It's
sure.
part of our culture.
I know.
You know, it's normal.
But I see what they're doing.
What they did is they blasted all of this out with the cultural paradigm shift of the 60s.
Satanism, Satanism when the Catholic Church at the highest levels, there are a lot of good Catholics who still cling to the faith, but of course they're doing everything they can to destroy Catholicism and the Protestant Church as well. And they've done a pretty good job with the Protestant Church and Protestant.
They infiltrated, it kind of got infiltrated the same time our Congress got infiltrated with communist. Back in the 30s, and they slowly infiltrated. I think it took them up until really got in there. It was a real heavy setup here in this country in the 70s, especially when they came out with the gay pride movement, and then all of a sudden, boom, they hit them with AIDS, you see. And this whole thing is just master plan. I mean, they got so many, I don't know how they create all these plans.
Basically, what we're dealing with is supernatural intelligence, and when you realize that, why, here we are, just a few little puny people like you and me, up against a force which is so, you know, monumental and controls the wealth of the world. But let me understand that, you must understand that hopefully we're on God's side, and I believe that the God that I worship can counter anything. I'm not sure he's going to do it. He will do what he wants to do. I think he's going to bring terrible judgment on this country. Hey, we've got some other callers, but you have a couple of points you'd like to make, and then we'll let you go.
One more thing I'll say is I'm not going to come down hard on our country. I think we ought to kind of make, we'll talk that on another time.
All right, fine. Well, basically, I love this country. I want to try to preserve it. But unless this country turns back to God, unless we become a moral nation again, that God is going to bring his judgment on this nation.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
God bless, and please call again.
Okay.
Let's go to Chris calling from Michigan. My telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, Chris. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. I was just gonna kind of wanted to make a comment about that guy that was talking about the whole Illuminati and all the, you know, the Freemasons and how he believes he's a Christian about that. Well, it says in the Bible that you can't serve two gods.
But he doesn't understand, he's been deceived, and if he read Morals and Dogma carefully, he would find that in at least two places, Albert Pike talks about how they intentionally deceive the Masons, so that the, because most of them are not smart enough to understand and not worthy enough to be told, but the real secrets are kept for the adepts and the princes of the organization. But for the common people, they are never allowed to understand.
Yeah, I agree with you there. My grandfather actually, he was a Mason when he first hired into the shop. I guess a bunch of his buddies, and that's what it was. But he's never spoke about it, and he's actually never. I don't even know if he ever attended any of the meetings, if that was the case or not. But I'll tell you what, his older years, these, you know, past 5 or 6 years, he's really had a lot of health problems, and you know, he's a Christian himself. I don't think he's ever really. I don't know if he ever did a vow or any kind of sworn to secrecy becoming this. He wasn't no degree or anything.
Well,
know,
basically, if you become a Mason, you have to, in the first degree, why you have to swear that if you ever reveal any of the secrets, why you will have your throat slit and
oh,
you will
really?
You'll be buried in the sands of the sea up to the level of your neck at low tide and something of the sort. And then when the high tide comes in, why you're goner. And then most Masons never get beyond the third degree. They become simply master Masons. But most Masons are good people. I mean, I've never met a Mason I didn't personally like. But the thing is that they are deceived, and they all swear to seek for the light. But they do not understand that there are two sources of light. One, of course, is the light that you and I assume, the light of Jesus Christ. But the light the Mason seeks, actually, is the light of Lucifer. And once you understand that, once you understand that there are two gods, at least their belief, I don't believe Lucifer is a god at all, but they do believe Lucifer is a god. And if you study Gnosticism, you will find out that the God that created heaven and earth is the inferior God, and he's got all sorts of restrictions. He says, you know, thou shalt not commit adultery, shan't kill, you can't steal. But if you simply worship Lucifer, you can do whatever you want. There are no restrictions. And you will certainly become as God yourself, and ye shall never die. And that's the promise of Lucifer. Of course, it itself is a lie, but that doesn't matter. Why, of course, he's deceived so many people. And, of course, there are literally millions of Americans who knowingly or unknowingly are following Lucifer today and trying to tap into this supernatural realm that he inhabits. Okay, go ahead,
well,
Chris.
What he's there is to steal, kill, and destroy, you know.
He sure will. And, of course, people really must understand this, because we're coming down to a division in society. We're moving into a period of chaos and crisis, and the wonderful society we've known in the past will soon be simply a remembrance of things past. Our job is to reach as many people as we can in the time that's allotted to us, and I believe this is what God wants us to do.
I mean, you can see it in every part of the world, even, you know, all the economic and financial crisis that's going around, and all, I mean, in every country, you know, especially in ours. I mean, and you can just tell, like you've been saying for months and months,
for 48 years, but, you know, I'm just fortunate to be still living and seeing these things come into pass.
Yeah, well, you know, it's in the Bible, and it's, and, you know, that's what it's all about, you know, devaluing us and, you know, pretty much enslaving our country, you know, and trying to, I don't know, man, it's scary, you know. And
well, it's scary on one hand and exciting on another. And let me tell you, Chris, I've been at it for a long time. You're going to have to put your faith in the Lord. You're going to have to rely upon him. Because nothing I'm going to do and nothing you're going to do is going to change it. We're going to have to rely upon him to see us through. Have you ever seen the movie or read the book, The Hiding Place?
No, I haven't.
If you haven't, you need to get, you need to, you can get the movie. It's a great movie. Or you can read the book. But, of course, the heroine, suddenly asked her father, you know, how will we be able to, you know, stand up against the terrible things that will happen to us if we're caught in hiding Jews? And, of course, her father says, you know, Well, I mean, when do you buy a ticket to get onto a train? Do you buy it to eat much ahead or just before you get on board? And she said, well, when you're getting on board. He says, that is the way it's with God. You know, when you need him, he'll be there. You'll have the ticket to get on the train, and we're going to have to remember that.
Yeah, all right. Well, hey, man, it was good talking with you, Dr. Stanley.
God bless. Thanks so much for calling. And let's go to Ed, who's calling us from Hartford, New York. Hi, Ed. How are you doing?
Hello, Dr. Stan.
Good to have you with us. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, this is a very interesting part of my life in regards to the Masons.
Are you a Mason?
I was a member of the Blue Lodge,
okay.
The first 3 degrees.
Right.
And my father was a 32nd degree Mason and a past Grand Master of the Blue Lodge and a Shriner. And when I came to know the Lord Jesus, I told him of my faith and told him that I had to leave the Masons. And
why couldn't you stay in the Masons when you came to know the Lord? I think you did the right thing, but how did you know that you had to leave the Masons at that time? Did you realize that the God they worshipped was not Jesus Christ?
Well, actually, I was challenged to find out whether it was a belief system that was in accordance with the Bible or not. And so they had a list of 10 beliefs in the first part of the Masonic Bible, and 2 of those beliefs were contrary to the Bible. One of them was that character determines destiny, and the other one was that there is one God, the Father of all men. And I knew that both of them were contrary to what the Bible says.
Right.
And so anyway, when I withdrew, my father got so angry he wouldn't speak to me for several months. But he never challenged me as to whether he was a Christian or not. He never attended church, and he only attended church as a Masonic time. He would go once a year or something like that, to celebrate a Masonic day in church.
Well, you know, the great tragedy is that the Masons certainly believe that they're going to, when they die, will stand before the great white throne of judgment. And it's the trouble, they spend so much time, you know, having a good time as a Mason, and certainly reading Masonic literature, they never read the Bible and find out that the great white throne of judgment is where the judgment of the damned. No Christian would ever go there, and nobody who is going to go to heaven would go there. That's the tragedy. And our job is to reach as many Masons as we can and warn them. The great white throne of judgment, if you believe in the scriptures, is the judgment of the damned.
Mm. Well, you know, one thing that I should be thought about, and that is that there are some Masonic groups that believe that it's a Christian organization.
I'm sure many Christians do. Many Masons do believe that. They just don't understand.
But the point of it is that they are not aware, evidently, that there are Muslims that are Masons, there are Jews that are Masons, people who do not believe in Jesus Christ as God.
You're absolutely right. And basically, it is an all-encompassing religion, the brotherhood of man. And with the God, all people are children of God. Well, certainly, all people were not going to go to heaven. Certainly, the vast majority are not, because they will never have a personal relationship with our Lord. And our job is to let them understand what Christianity is really about. And the idea that you do not have to know Jesus Christ to get to heaven is, I believe, a satanic lie.
You know, another thing that I did want to mention to you is in regards to the Brotherhood of Darkness, it fits right in with the Brotherhood of Darkness in every aspect.
Have you read the book?
I do have the book, and I got part of the case of them shared it with another person, and so I'm getting some of them into the hands of people that are interested, and they seem to have their eyes open to a lot of things they never thought of before.
Well, thank you so much for getting the book and for getting it out, because this is really the best tool I know of to not only explain what's going on to help people connect the dots, but hopefully when they realize that there is organized evil, that Satan is not theoretic but real, hopefully they'll start looking for our Lord. And I wish, really, I'd put an invitation at the end of the book, and if I ever rewrite it, that's what I'm going to do.
Well, you know,
I'm going to have to let you go because we're at the end of the program, but thank you so very much for calling. I hope you'll call again.
Okay.
Good night.
Thank you for your ministry.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we've got Charles from Harlem. Hi, Charles. Haven't heard you from some time.
Oh, I've been hearing about you, though, Dr. Stan. How are you?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, I was horrified when I saw the plight of the people in Haiti after the earthquake, but a similar event could happen right here in the United States, and that's why you should call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and purchase a supply of his products. Freeze-drying is a great way to preserve food. I know, because I bought a supply 40 years ago, and when I opened a can recently, the food was as fresh and tasty as when I purchased it. We're living in uncertain times, so if you'd like to have a supply of ground beef, diced beef, chicken, vegetables, or fruit on hand, call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and mention you heard about him right here at Radio Liberty.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
If you're not able to help us and you agree with us, and I know a lot of people are having hard times and a lot more are going to have hard times before this is over, but certainly then please pray for Radio Liberty and for our staff and our family, for our provision and our protection. And certainly we want to remind you about our all-day conference. It's going to be on the 17th of October this year. We're bringing in some great speakers from across America, and certainly we will be having lunch. You're going to have reservations. If you're from out of town, you'll want hotel reservations, and you can call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And we'll be glad, of course, to get you the information on the local hotel where we have a block of rooms reserved. And then we do hope, of course, that you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. It will help you to be able to discuss these issues with Masons and with others about what this is really all about. And to read simply, there we give you the quotations and where you can check it out yourself. And when you read about Masonry, when you read about the writings of Helena Petrovna Blavatsky, and then, of course, you find out that they have theosophical websites. And, of course, Helena was the mother, the founder of the Theosophical Society. And all the books she wrote were channeled to her by a demonic spirit. And there really are demonic spirits out there, and many of the books today are channeled by those demonic spirits. And once you understand that the supernatural realm is real, not imaginary, you can begin to understand what we're up against. Most of us live in a material world, but there's a mystical world. Most live in a rational world, but there's an irrational world. Most of us live in a subjective world, but there's a spiritual world. Most of us live in a tangible world, but there is an intangible world, and we're involved in a spiritual battle with unseen forces for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And we are seeing the fulfillment of the ancient prophecies. If you have not yet seen the 10 DVD series of Pastor Billy Crone. Now, Billy, you know, you're going to watch him giving a sermon, and he's a little melodramatic, I'll have to admit. First time my wife saw him, she said, "I can't stand to watch that man." After a while, we got to the point where we really enjoy him. His material is great. It's absolutely impeccable, and we've gotten to be very, very good friends with Pastor Billy, and if he had a minister church here, we'd be going to his church, because he has been called by the Lord to be warning people what's going on today. We have his book, The Final Countdown. We have his 10 DVD series. You can get part one or part two, whatever you'd like to get, but it is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And every one of his sermons ends with an invitation to have a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. You need to understand you're seeing prophecy coming to pass. You can't understand Turkey's sudden shift from being aligned with Israel to becoming an enemy of Israel within the last 2 months. It doesn't make sense unless you understand the spiritual forces at work. And who's financed this whole thing? Why, the American CIA, because there's a dark side of the CIA. And they really are involved in the drug smuggling and in assassinations and, Sydney, in killing people throughout the world. But you must understand that most members of the CIA have no knowledge of what's going on, just like most Masons have no understanding of Masonry. Our job is to let people understand that everything is compartmentalized. We have an invisible government that runs our society. We have a visible government and an invisible government. And our job is to reclaim America and, of course, to try to bring people into a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. So please pray for America, pray for revival, pray for Radio Liberty. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927.